Casey Drive here, hanging up right here with me, Brad. It's Ariana Grande, The Boys Mine, right here in the Fast Lane. Loads of tunes still coming up, including the Rush Hour mix coming up a little bit later. Thank you for all the messages coming through. Really appreciate it. On 082-414-1077. Randy, thank you for listening. Joe, thanks for the message as well. Isaac saying, lekker beats, Brad. Loving it. And a shout out to Vincent as well. Thank you, guys. I'll be reading out some of the other messages a little bit later. I've got this guy for a couple of minutes over the phone as we're talking World Cup 2026. The FIFA World Cup, obviously, in full swing. And this evening, all eyes is going to be on Bafana Bafana as they take on the Czech Republic in a crucial group stage clash. To talk to us more about South Africa's chances, the tournament so far, and who could go all the way, I'm joined by sports writer John Goliath. John, thank you so much for the time. How's it, bud?
I'm good, Brad. Thanks for having me, man.
Thanks for having for making time for us. We really appreciate it, buddy. Let's start talking about... Thanks, bud. Let's talk about Bafana Bafana. They're coming off that 2-0 defeat against Mexico in the opening match. How important is tonight's game against the Czech Republic for their hopes of staying alive in this tournament?
Brad, it's basically life and death.
Yeah.
as far as Bafana is concerned, life and death, because, I mean, it was such an awful start to the tournament. Not only the fact that they lost 2-0 to Mexico, but also just the way they looked like they were caught like a deer in the headlights when they played that opening match. And I think that's probably the worst thing that could have happened to them, as playing that opening match, because it looked like they were really overawed by the occasion, you know, all the fans,
yeah,
and the spotlight was definitely on them, and it just looked like they weren't ready for that.
Yeah.
So I expect a much better display today against Czechia. One thing we'll have to see is what sort of formation Hugo Broos comes up with, because he was very defensive in that first game, playing five at the back with two big strikers and not really any creativity in midfield. I mean, didn't go with Dele Boyitle, Mofokeng, or Osman Apollos there. So I expect those guys maybe to be in the team today to bring that creative spark.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the many questions that's coming through, which is what should Bafana Bafana do to improve against the Czech Republic that's coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. We've already seen some exciting football at the World Cup so far, John. So which teams have impressed you the most so far, firstly, and who do you see going very deep into the tournament?
Yeah, I think most of the results have gone to the form book in terms of, I think, Portugal drawing against DR Congo, that was maybe not seen in the biggest upset for me so far, as Spain not getting over the line against Curacao. That was, for me, that was probably also one of the biggest upsets so far in this tournament, because it was a draw. But as far as I can see, I think we have to look at a team like France. They look really good, and their big players also looked in really good form. And then also England last night against a good Croatian team.
Yes,
England really impressed, especially that second half, where they seem to have an extra gear as well. And in most tournaments, I think where teams have sort of a lot of depth. I mean, England, when Marcus Rashford came off the bench and Morgan Rogers off the bench, Jed Spence, and those players made an absolute difference when they came on. And I think in a tournament like this, which is also very long, this is going to be the longest World Cup in history.
Yeah.
So you need that sort of depth to compete and try and go deep to win the title.
Absolutely. I'm gonna do one question from one of the guys that came through. We're not going to do a lot because we know you're tied up at the moment. But one of the questions that came through is from Anonymous, and wanted to know, will Cristiano Ronaldo ever win a World Cup?
This is probably his best chance at the moment.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing for me is his best chance of winning the World Cup actually without him?
Yeah.
With him being on the bench. Because, I mean, yesterday we saw Portugal quite labored in terms of, they keep the ball well. They got Matinha, they got João Neves, that PSG midfield spine.
Yeah.
But other than that, you don't really see them having a guy coming through the middle, running hard through the middle like Ronaldo used to, you know, that pace.
I know.
He doesn't offer you that anymore.
Yeah.
So they're trying to play through the middle, not out wide at the moment, but he's not getting the service as well.
Yeah.
And he's also not the type of guy who's going to press hard from the front for the entire 90 minutes. So, yeah, so the best chance might be just to actually play him off the bench.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the other guys do the real love thing.
Absolutely. That came from Cameron. Thank you, Cameron, for the question. We only have time for that question. We got to let John go. Thanks, John. Really appreciate it. Thanks for giving us your thoughts on Bafana Bafana's World Cup campaign, tonight's important clash against the Czech Republic, and, of course, the teams that we should be watching out for as the tournament continues. All the best. Your side, buddy.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it. Cheers.
Thanks, John. Bye-bye. That's our local sports writer, our Paul Boyke, John Goliath, giving us his thoughts on the game that's happening tonight, and a more holistic opinion, of course, of some of the other teams that are participating in the World Cup at the moment. We'll bring you regular updates right here on KC 107.7. The big game tonight, South Africa up against the Czech Republic. It's kicking off when Drive ends at 6, when Rashad starts his show. I'm going to be watching that while doing work. 6 o'clock tonight. Tell us where you're going to be watching the game. Give us your score predictions as well on 082-414-1077. We can't wait.